Welcome to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. Welcome to my morning voice and yet another week without a new microphone. I'm so sorry. I'm really trying my best, but I'm gonna be honest, ordering new stuff has not been number one point on my to-do list, and I'm kind of happy about it, but I know that the investment in a microphone will be necessary and is actually necessary and actually has been necessary for a couple of weeks now since my last microphone decided not to work anymore, so I'm gonna get a new one. I don't know when, but I will, and it's gonna be amazing. Okay, stay tuned until that happens. And hear me out today. I had to kind of shift my schedule a little bit. I actually record this in the morning so that I can edit this in the evening because I know myself, I won't have time tonight to really commit to this because I know myself, I want to do this perfectly and I want to do it as well as I possibly can, but I also have other things to do. I'm going to be honest, this week is really packed and the reason is exciting, but also partly disappointing. Now let me explain. So I signed up for a program that teaches you, let's say, the fundamentals of course building, marketing, online sales, and becoming an entrepreneur or at least someone who has a side hustle in the knowledge industry. I'm really happy about this purchase. That happened about 6 weeks ago. Cannot believe it. But the thing is that there were some very positive developments in my private life that happened at the exact same time. And so I'm juggling both of those areas at the same time on top of work and keeping my living space, let's say, acceptably tidy, getting enough sleep, having this podcast, having other interests and hobbies that I try to do, and like taking care of myself and my other relationships. So I'm not saying that I'm stressed, it's just a little bit much if I break down that way. But first and foremost, let's keep our eyes on the positive. I have made this purchase and I'm really happy and I'm always eager to learn new things that will propel me forward. Now, the other not so positive thing is kind of due to my own timing issues because I actually could have done more for this program if I just scheduled in time for it properly and actually stuck to my scheduled times. And now I'm a little bit under pressure to get certain things done this week. I could have omitted that or avoided that by just planning ahead and really, yeah, sticking to my plans. So the thing I'm realizing lately is that discipline is really important. It gets you far, it gets you from A to B faster than anything else and in the first place, because if you don't have enough discipline, it's going to be hard for you. But what you also need is structure that you stick to and time for fun and play. I've been reading up or like watching up a lot about feminine energy and being in your feminine energy, and I'm noticing I'm a very feminine woman by nature, but it's so easy for me to slip into my masculine energy too much. Overthinking, planning, structuring, getting things done, being like this, da da da, this needs to be done my way because I know how to succeed thing. And I get stressed and I don't feel well thinking that way and feeling that way. And it's not like by nature women are just about play and fun and being lighthearted, but at their core, that's what we do. We do things with ease. We don't do things by pushing other people or pushing ourselves constantly. It's really about play and having this feeling of flow and things just happen for you because you're so aligned. And it's hard in today's world to keep a balance between those two energies that flow through all of us at different capacities and different intensities. So that's definitely something I'm considering and struggling with. And bear with me, these are also my morning thoughts. I don't know if this made 100% sense, but to me it did, or in my head. It was the most concise thing I've ever said. Not really, but you know what I'm saying. And I just want to say, setbacks are normal. Rejection is normal. Even the most successful people you see, no matter which industry or life area, are struggling with something. Even someone who is, let's say, a really happy mom or a really successful scientist or a really driven and famous actor or whatever, it doesn't matter. They all face setbacks at some point. It's not going to be a smooth ride all the time. So please do not let those moments distract you from where you want to go and dishearten or demotivate you from actually reaching your goals, because you can only succeed if you stick to it, if you keep going, and even if it's at your pace, at your personal capacity, if you trust the process and if you stick to what you want to do, and if you constantly keep going towards your goals, you are going to get there. That doesn't mean that we always need to stick with plan A the way that we set it out 5 years ago, because that's how we decided to do it. And if we deviate from that, it's going to be a problem. Now, quite the opposite is actually the case. If you see that something's not working, change your strategy, change your path, adjust the way that you show up. But don't automatically question your goal and your destination just because something occurred or didn't occur. It's like a ride to a certain destination. Let's say you're finally on vacation, you get some time off of work or uni or whatever, and you want to go on holidays to the most beautiful place. So you book a hotel, you get packed up, you got all you need, not more, not less, put it in your car, and you're ready to start driving. And we are so excited when we go on vacation, at least I am. I would never sit in my car and doubt whether I really wanted to go. I would maybe wait a second before I start the engine and think about, do I have everything I need? And even if I remembered that I didn't pack A or B, I would still consider in that moment if it's worth getting out of the car, getting back in, looking for it and grabbing it and losing a little bit of time in the beginning. I would still consider if it's that important or not. You don't want to lack a fundamental, but if you didn't bring that fifth backup shirt that you actually wanted to have, it's probably not worth getting out of the car for. So that was maybe a little tangent I went on, but just imagine that your destination and your goal is really that beautiful place. So once you decided that you have everything you need, you start the engine and you start going and you follow usually a map. And it's really important to have the right map and to have a trustworthy map. So I would stick to people who have done what you want to achieve and focus on how they did it and learn from them to get there faster. And don't imagine, and that's the actual point I wanted to get to, and the other 5 minutes were just really long tangent that hopefully added to my point. You will encounter certain things on the ride. You're gonna have to make a stop to get more gas, to go to the bathroom, to eat something. So you're gonna have to take a break out of necessity, or you're gonna have to take a, let's call it, forced break if there is a traffic jam in front of you. You cannot jump over the other cars. You cannot like squeeze through them, at least not with a car. And you're gonna have to be there and wait it out and accept that your speed has declined dramatically for a certain period of time. And that to me is the ultimate thing. You are on the way to this beautiful destination. And even if you face setbacks, even if obstacles get in your way or you get slowed down dramatically on the way for a certain amount of time, you're still on the right track. You're still going to get there eventually. Whether it takes you 30 minutes longer, an hour longer, doesn't really matter in the end, because when you're there, it's really nice. And I just want to say, we should not fall into the trap believing that reaching our goals is the ultimate thing. That's all we need to focus on because it's so beautiful. It's going to change our lives. What will change our lives is really how we show up every single day on the way there. If you put in the work and if you focus on yourself and actually work on yourself, not just on the thing that you want, you're going to change along the way and you're going to be, dare I say, a better person. through the process that you've chosen to put yourself through. So it's really important to enjoy the journey as much as we can and not just get caught up on our end results. The journey will change you and it will make you better and improve you and give you important learnings. And it's important not to doubt and not to give up the minute a difficulty occurs or the minute something doesn't go the way that you had initially planned. Rejection is redirection. So if you wanted something, it didn't work out the way that you wanted to, try to see the gift in it and maybe try to see it as a sign that you were meant for even more and you were supposed to set your goals higher and aim more precisely and maybe not work harder but a little smarter towards what you truly want. So try to stay positive and lift yourself up and surround yourself with people who lift you up. So that's it for me for this episode. I really, really hope you could take something away from it. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe if you haven't already. You can also send this to someone who'd benefit from it. That helps me out a lot and means a lot to me. Thank you so much in advance. I'll catch you next week. Bye.